Good day to you. This is Pastor David Brown from Living Waters Christian Center. The following are prayer walk guidelines. I will give you 10 different steps, and I've numbered them so that if you want to listen to this recording, you can fast forward the download that you will make to the particular number that you would like to hear again. Each one is very short, and so this should not take long anyway. Number one, stay in twos or threes as you walk. It is very important that you follow this step and not wander off the path prescribed to you beforehand. Number two, as you pray, release the word of God over the area. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit thereof." Number three, declare that chains of darkness are broken and that the light of God's glory is in the area. Number four, declare that families are released from the clutches of the devil and his demons. Number five, declare that children are free from evil influences. Number six, declare that households, or those who live in the area, in the flats, are saved by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we see it come to pass, the Bible tells us quite clearly that we should speak forth or declare or call forth those things that be not as though they already exist. Romans 4:17. Number seven. Invoke the name of Jesus in your prayers. Remember, the Word of God tells us that there is power in the name of Jesus. So make sure you pray invoking His name. Number eight, declare the blood of Jesus, over which brings healing and salvation. Just as there's power in the name of Jesus, there is also power in declaring the blood of Jesus over the area in which you are praying. Number nine, if you have to speak to a member of the public, please make sure that you are with one or two other members of the team. Keep conversations short, but leave enough room to be led by the Holy Spirit, and then get right back on track with the others as soon as you can. And lastly, number 10, thank God for giving us victory in the area. Thank Him for walls that will come tumbling down, walls of depression, walls of sickness, walls of unbelief, walls of fear, and the list goes on. Pray that these walls will come tumbling down and that chains that hold people from knowing Jesus Christ are broken. Declare and thank God that this area is saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 tells us that we have power in the words of our mouth. So let's use that power that God has given us for His glory. In Jesus' name. God bless you, and I pray that you have a successful and an enjoyable prayer walk.